todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 17, 2012. This is episode 78 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Produce more at home to retire early. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is one of my favorites, Basket Case, by Green Day, recorded on Dookie from 1994. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes at todolisthome.com. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for learning things that help make life better. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes for money and time-saving ideas. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo 73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list, and we want you to share your to-do list ideas with us. On our to-do list today is produce more at home to retire early. Producing things for consumption at home is contrary to the American way of life. Well, it didn't used to be like that. It used to be that most homes produced what they needed, and then sometime between the turn of the century and the years in between World War I and World War II, this has switched around, and more or less the American economy has become dependent on the American consumer, and it's a vicious cycle. The U.S. economy depends on consumer spending for at least 70% of all consumption. That's outrageous and horrible. Americans have become dependent on too many complex systems just to get by for an ordinary day. Starbucks coffee in the morning, Chipotle in the afternoon, and pizza delivery for dinner, just to name a few. I'm not trying to oversimplify things here, but there are too many robots out there doing these kinds of things every day without a thought about it. For me, I realized I needed to stop that several years ago when I was researching peak oil and the housing crisis. It's not natural to be so dependent on complex systems, and it's expensive, and ruins lives for safe retirement. The first link I provide in today's show notes at todolisthome.com is a paper by the Richmond, Virginia Federal Reserve Bank that studies the incentives and constraints of home production and its role in the marketplace. The next link is to a University of Chicago economics research paper on the effects of home production during the Russian transition from collectivism and communism to free market. They are both quite interesting and warn that the drive for free time has diminished home production capacity and desire. That sure is something to think about. All of the things I describe in this episode do take a lot of time and energy, but for me, and I hope for my family, that's a fair sacrifice instead of sitting in front of the TV, standing on the sidelines of a soccer game, or sitting on a bar stool. I have a four-part plan to retire early, and if you've listened before, you know retire early to me means that I can still work, and I still do work, but I am not dependent on the wage I earn for the livelihood of my family and I. The plan that I have is set out as follows. Save more and improve home production. Assess and cut the budget. Develop income-generating streams and assets. And plan for future living. This episode is a tag to episode 41, Early Retirement System Step 1, Save More Money. The four-part plan to early retirement for me is something that will take a long time. Right now I'm looking at 9 years to have it in place. It doesn't need to be done tomorrow, and what it is a journey, and I'm learning along the way, and I hope you learn as well. In episode 41, I discussed the importance of saving more money in order to become less dependent on outside sources for a wage and the livelihood of my family. I also went into detail about the 6-question pre-purchase program, which I try to implement for anything that costs over $50. And quickly, again, the first question is, 1, do I need it? 2, does anything I have fill the role now? 3, how long will it last? 4, what will it do for me and my family? 5, how much must I work to pay for it? And 6, if I don't buy it, what difference will it really make? This episode is step 2 of part 1 of the plan. Improve home production systems. Now, home production is simply producing things at home that you might otherwise be purchasing in a store or online. The things that we produce at home pale in comparison to what we have to purchase to get by. My children eat and eat, as do the grown-ups, and the supply chain of food from wherever to our table is complex, expensive, and vulnerable. Thus, I attempt to provide some of our food from our home and yards. First, there are sprouts that are usually growing in the kitchen. We prefer alfalfa, and a little goes a long way, and a lot goes even further. We generally have sprouts growing from October to April. We stop once the garden veggies and especially the garden greens start coming in, which will be just a couple more weeks. This is our 4th growing season, and we've expanded our expectations based on the knowledge I've gained over the previous 3 seasons. A lot remains to be seen as to whether or not good bounties will be achieved, but over the next several months, we will be hoping to harvest salad greens, peas, carrots, onion, garlic, tomatoes, hot peppers, asparagus, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, elderberries, okra, yellow squash, cucumbers, eggplant, beans, and edamame. In addition to that, we grow a lot of flowers to attract pollinators and add beauty. At the height of the harvesting, we may be able to get about 30 to 40% of our veggie and fruit needs, and that percentage has been steadily increasing over the years. In order to fulfill the sense of our home being a producer, we also like to store what we grow so we can enjoy it in the cold winter, and we do that via freezing, dehydrating, and canning. I discussed some of those methods a little more in detail in the previous episode, Get More Food Now with Your Own Food Bank Systems. As you can tell, we are pretty big on trying to produce our own food. There's lots of reasons for this, and I cover them in several episodes already, but the main point is, once you relinquish your responsibility to feed yourself to others, you jeopardize your freedom. Beyond food, there is much more that can be produced at home. People have all kinds of businesses creating things like furniture, art, food, music. Then there's all the content producers for the internet. This podcast and the todolisthome.com website represent my way of paying back for all of the awesome content I've made use of over the years. Moreover, To-Do List Home is a business, and I will be producing more over time with books, videos, podcasts, membership services, and consulting services. In addition to food and things that we do to provide content to the web and help around the neighborhood and other places, we are also ardent advocates of proliferating life around our property. Sure, we have way too many animals we don't like, such as foxes, rabbits, deer, squirrels. But we have taken steps to introduce more forms of life to the home and yard that we do benefit from and that do produce things themselves for our consumption, use, or benefit. First, there's the honeybees. And beyond any possibility of harvesting honey is a chance to help grow colonies from small size that travel to our home via the postal system to a hive of a strength of 40,000 honeybees or more. If they swarm, they've done what nature demands of them. If they stay and make honey, I can harvest, and then I have managed them well. We'll see. Either way, there's more coming this week. Last year, my kids and I made several toad castles in damp places around our property, and we have to see if there are inhabitants. I know that there's lots of toads in the yard, but there never seems to be enough to keep up with all the slugs and mosquitoes. We have lots of bats flying around at night, and although I haven't thought about it in a while, it may be time to reconsider making some bat boxes or bat homes, because a single bat can eat up to 10,000 mosquitoes in an evening. We have made several mason bee homes, and it's fun to see the holes get filled in, then opened up as the young bees hatch and pollinate our gardens. In the near future, I wish to be a producer of more of our food, but this time animal-based. I want to raise fish and plants with aquaponics, and possibly move towards raising rabbits for harvesting. All of these fun ways to produce animals and raise for harvest or mutually beneficial purposes will become more important as the future becomes more expensive. I provide a number of links to ways in which you can be a producer of these animals at todolisthome.com in today's show notes. In addition to what's been mentioned so far, there's still plenty of room for more things we can produce on our own. Candy, ice cream, tea, and laundry detergent are some things that come to mind, and they shouldn't be overlooked. More importantly, as home production becomes more of a lifestyle, the knowledge and skills learned should be shared with friends, family, and neighbors often. There are some extra links to these ideas and more, but the simplest way to get involved with good home production would be to start with something you consume regularly. For me, it's honeybees, sprouts, and tomatoes. Not that I consume the honeybees, but we do get so much pleasure from having them. That's it for today. Now go and produce something useful.